When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
And hello, movie lovers, and welcome to the show. With me, I have my awesome co-host and friend, Rossi.
Hello. What's up, guys?
He's over here waiting. This is supposed to be an audio-only podcast. We're so used to doing this live.
Like, my bad.
It's so, no. It's all okay. It's all right. It's, you know what? We'll just say that this is our Monday, since this is our first time together in a while. So this is just right. Our Monday. So
right.
Even
right.
Though we're recording on a Wednesday.
Let's do that Monday.
Okay. So, welcome to our animation episode. For our Patreon listeners, you actually get this a week earlier than the other regular episodes. And then a week later, our regular listeners go on ahead and get this. Go on ahead and sign up at patreon.com/movielovers/TV Lovers Unite. Over there, you can find that in the links below. And so, with further ado, this is actually going to be a little something different that we're going to be doing. We're going to be doing a mixtape of two parts. And this is definitely a different idea. And I want to thank my friend Brian from My Weekly Mixtape podcast. And this is just an inspiration because I found it inspirational for me to be able to do a mixtape. And so think of this as a cassette tape and a cassette deck. So side A, we're going to go on ahead, let Rossi lead off with our mixtape on side A. And this is going to be basically, you wind up getting 10 songs on one track on side A and then 10 on side B up until we're done and have 20 songs together. So, with further ado, I'm going to give the floor over to Rossi.
Okay, so obviously John and I are Tupac lovers and adore Tupac, and his music is awesome. So, I tried to choose songs that weren't your basic songs that are out there. And being that I am a huge Tupac fan, I have a lot of those CDs, tapes, whatever, CDs actually. All right. So my first song is going to be an intro song to off of his Machiavelli album called Bomb First.
Oh, nice.
Love that song. Love that intro. And the Machiavelli album obviously came out after he died. And it's every single song is dope, but I love Bomb First, so that's my intro.
Okay, nice. And you know what stands out to you when you looked at that, when you look at the intro and stuff like that? Too,
what I liked about the intro was the fact that I think this is the one where there's a news reporter Yeah. And she's giving, yeah, she's reporting the news. And then you hear the music coming on in the background. And at the time when I would buy a Tupac, you know, CD, I love music and I love hip hop. So I'm absolutely excited about it. So to hear that music come on, the reporter speaking on him, and then he just starts going off. Love Bomb First.
You know what? I definitely like this intro too, because of the fact that, you know, they actually give you this at 12:25 a.m. It actually plays like a movie in a sense, yes, as well. Yes. But also too, back in those days where basically radio stations used to be like storytellers and where they, yes, would actually tell stories.
Right.
So basically it winds up saying that 25 minutes after 12 Wednesday, Tupac was on his way into a square building to record an 8 studio album when another rapper put in the but in the lobby, Shakara was shot several times. This is going back to the time when he was shot during, yeah, that recording,
right,
stuff. So I liked how he gives nods to his life.
Yes.
And then he talks about it.
Right.
And Tupac is like, come at me.
Exactly. That's what I love about that, because knowing Tupac, and in by this time it's the Machiavelli album. So we know this story. We know when he got shot, and we know a lot of the songs that, you know, came out that he had, that he spoke about being shot, because he would go off. So this one being, you know, right after he died, and to have this song in there going back to, you know, 3 years before that was just, mm-hmm, it was just awesome. And it was a perfect way to kick off the Machiavelli album.
Most definitely. And this sounds like a badass part right here, though, right? Against doctor's orders, Tupac Shakur checked himself out of the hospital. It was 24 hours after being shot 5 times on the, right, way into Manhattan recording studio.
Right. Yes.
Oh my God, that is such badass. That's badass.
It is absolutely badass. So that's my song.
All right. So I'm going to go off being kind of basic.
Okay.
And everything in a sense. But you know what, though? You have the intro.
Yes.
To this mixtape that kicks everything off anyways. You have an intro to a Rockabilly song, album.
Yes.
So there's none other than Showing Some Love to California than California Love.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm happy that you brought that up. What did you think about that when you first heard it?
Oh, my God. I still remember seeing the video in the 90s. Not having a clue of what this is about or anything. I'm just glued in because I like Mad Max. And then you see, right, Dr. Dre. You see, yep, Tupac. And I'm like, wild and willing. And I'm like, hell yeah, okay. I'm just bobbing my head.
Right.
And everything. Right. I'm like, okay, I'm with you.
Right.
And this song right here just gets the party going.
Yes.
It shows California love. It shows you the chemistry between Dre and Tupac, yes,
right,
and the love that they have for each other,
right,
because they're representing the same state that they live in,
yeah,
and everything. This song, every single time whenever it's on Rock the Bills on Sirius XM, right, I've got to crank it up every single time,
right?
I
love the backstory from it, because if we remember when that video came out, remember Tupac had just got out of, he was finally getting out of jail, out of prison. Mm-hmm. So no one would help him out at that time. You know, Death Row decides to step in and to help him out. So the legend has it that he's with Suge Knight. They're in a diner or wherever they're at. He literally signs a contract on a piece of freaking paper, tissue, whatever. And he could not wait to get back to work because he wanted to come out and let everyone know what he thought about them while he was locked up. So this was the video to him getting out and just getting back on set. And his energy in it was just like, you knew he had some shit coming for you.
Exactly.
You know? And to give a nod to the West Coast, definitely, because obviously, you know, Tupac also lived on the East Coast. But, you know, being on the West Coast with us, you know, with Dre was just, and Death Row at the time, that was epic.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, the other thing that I liked was where he says the life of a West Side player where cowards die and it's a ball only in Cali where we riot, not rally, to live and die.
Right.
I love that lyric because of the fact that he's like, I'm not playing. I just got out of jail and everything. If you're coming to Cali, you're going to die. We don't riot. We rally. Right. We get rowdy.
Right.
So
and that's how we're hypey.
Yep. Oh, it's so good. And, you know, but give me that bomb beat from Dre. Let me serenade the streets of L.A. from Oakland to Sacktown, the Bay Area and back down. Cali is where they put they Mac down. I'm serious. I wrote out the lyrics.
I know you are. I love it. Yeah, I love that you do that. That's yeah.
Okay, so what do you have for your track three?
Okay.
I got everybody amped up after the intro and the California Love.
Okay, so my third one, close that out. Okay, so my third one is, let's see, Hold Your Head. And Hold Your Head was on the was also on the Machiavelli album. I love that song because my brother, that was his favorite song whenever he'd come over before he passed. Anytime we got together, I had to play that song for him at some time through the evening, you know, before he left to go home. And what I like about the song is it's a song about he's telling a story of being in prison and what prisoners go through and what they're mm-hmm. going through. And I love how he talked about basically, you know, it being quiet and hearing, you know, other prisoners getting off, or the way he describes it, you know, just prison life. And so I just loved Hold Your Head. And I love when the beginning of it, you have a security guard or a CO, corrections officer, yelling for someone, Jason, whoever it is.
Right.
And just that prison life, which you would hear or see on, you know, 60 Days In or, you know, Raw and Life Inside Prison. So that is a dear, love that song.
Me too. And another thing too, that I want to mention this, the thing that I love about Tupac is this, he gives you a setting. He puts the songs in a setting where you can picture it in your head on how it's supposed to be.
Right.
And I like that about him, and it's poetry. It really is.
The
it's
poetry. Like, exactly.
And, you know, the thing that I can picture in my head, okay, is where basically where he wakes up every morning, mind state to military, suck ass, fantasizing, pictures of a young brother being buried.
Right.
And he's witnessing all this stuff going down while he's in jail, stuff like that. It feels like military because of the fact he has to wake up at certain times. It's no longer, you're no longer free to do what you want to do. You're designed to a system that you have to go with because of what you did. I put it as the point of whenever he's talking about another brother dying, I'm also thinking he's reminiscing about his past and also too looking in the jail cell system itself too.
Yeah, being that he was locked up, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm looking at it two angles whenever I hear that lyric.
When he was in Clinton Correctional Facility out in New York, I remember that he was doing an interview and he was talking about how the guards would, you know, had called him the N-word. And he looked around and was like, oh, they just called me, you know, and trying to tell somebody. And they're looking at him like, this is prison. This is that, you know. But his expression from that, I remember laughing because it was I can't believe he said that, which lets you know. Right. I mean, I don't think Tupac, he didn't serve a lot of time in prison. You know, I think they said he didn't get a record until he made a record. You know what I mean? So,
right.
Yeah. But he did tell stories about, you know, the world that he saw because he did travel. He was in New York for a long time. That's where he made, you know, Juice at, and then coming to Marin City in Oakland in California. So, you know, I would say a kid of the ghettos of the United States that were both the same on the East Coast and the West Coast.
Right.
You know, so yeah. What's yours?
Well, I just want to talk a little bit more.
Of course.
But yeah. So I like how he does like self analyzing himself. Was it me, the weed, or this life I lead?
Right.
If daytime is for the suckers, then tonight we breathe.
Right. The whole,
It's about self-examination.
I love that. Yeah. Every verse in that song, like you said, it's poetry, but you do think about that. You think about that. Like when you listen to Tupac, I don't think there's not one song that he has out that you don't reflect or think about. You know,
exactly.
Especially if you've seen it, lived it, even if you haven't lived it, you know what I mean? He talks about things that can affect anybody or that anybody could go through, you know?
Definitely. And he's
like poverty.
Right. He's thinking about everything where he got up to this point in his life.
Right.
And this downward spiral that he's in because of the choices that he made.
Right.
Is he saying, is it the weed? Is it because of this? Why am I here?
Right.
And he knows the reasons, but he's doing some self-reflection. I like when artists do that.
Absolutely.
So I'm going with like a little bit of a party vibe.
Okay. So, love the party vibe.
So this one is called I Get Around.
Okay.
And he goes, oh yeah, I get around, still down with the underground when we come around, stranger than ever, back to the to get wreck. All respect to those who break their neck to keep their in check.
Keep their O's in check. Keep their O's in check.
Right? But yeah. I'm doing a lot better on this one compared to when Don and I were doing our Eminem.
I bet. Come on. How can you get around? How can you?
Right? You can't.
Yes.
But this one I'm doing better. But here's the thing. I think that this is a way that I design my list is basically let this be the party scene for me.
Okay.
Like for my track list, I'm like, okay, I want to do party. That's what I'm here for.
Nice.
You know, and then once you get into towards the end of it, you go a little bit slow and then one fast song to end it. And then you go on ahead and then you go with some serious tracks for side B. So I went with I Get Around just for the simple fact. Yeah.
One of my favorite songs, love I Get Around. That's probably one of my favorite songs off of the Tupacalypse album, because I tell anybody, you know, when Tupacalypse came out, I wasn't really into Tupac. Someone was trying to get me into Tupac, and they played that album for me. And I was like, it's just too much. It's too much anger, too much. But the bubblegum songs, the commercial songs, you know, obviously I'm a woman, so we're going to love songs like I Get Around. Let's see. And the way I did my list was I just chose songs that really touched me and songs that I really loved from whichever album it was. That's how I did my list. The songs that I played a lot out of. So
I love that.
And that just, you know, that touched me. So the next song is going to be Ballad of a Dead Soldier. It's on the Until the End of Time album. And this song is, I think this is the opening song on whichever side, I think side A. Anyways, this is hard. This is, I think there's even Outlaws in there. And there's a line that says the plan to take the command of the whole family, though underhanded, to be the man. It was planned. All my road dogs, official mob figures, love to act up. The first to bomb when we rob ninjas. Okay. And then he has another one where I love this verse. Little child running wild towards danger. What's the cause? Don't be alarmed. Death to all strangers. Maybe I'm a madman. A pistol grab and unleash the Sandman. Promise a merciless retaliation. Nothing is colder. Close your eyes. Hear the ballad of a dead soldier. I mean, and then you have the chorus. That song is lit.
And he's telling you who he is. He's basically saying, "Thug for life. I'll be this till the day I die. I'm a soldier."
Yes.
You know, and this is ballad. This is ballad of being a dead soldier.
Ballad, exactly.
Either
and
on the
having
streets,
that Black
where
Panther,
right? Yeah,
the Black Panther, you know, background from him growing up in that. His mom was a Black Panther, and this song, you get that. And I would expect for him to make something like this. And he's made a lot of these type of songs, but I loved Ballad of the Dead Soldier. I love the lyrics in it, and it's telling you something. And it's just, I mean, it makes you want to just. You know, yeah, it really is. It's raw. There you go. So that we'll just stop with that because I can go on and on.
And also, too, this is, if you think about it, this is the equivalent to Lil Jon's Kronk in a sense.
Right. Yeah.
So if you're looking for a fight in a club, yeah, this would be the song that you would throw down to.
There you go. Yeah. I like that.
So, So the next one I got is, so my track 6 is going to be Toss It Up.
Okay.
And oh my God, I really love this song. And, you know, I'm just throwing a mix in because I would actually make Tupac mixtapes and everything too.
Right.
Because I used to do DJing and stuff like that back in high school. So I would actually throw some stuff in.
Awesome.
So the thing that I like was, Lord have mercy, Father help us all, since you supplied your phone number. I can't help but call.
I love that.
Time for action, conversation, relax, kicking back, get your. Curious for a thug passion. You see, I'm about trying to get it all.
I know. I love that. Like, honestly, that is a dope party song. It really is. And the lyrics that you just read, yeah, genius.
Right? Because think of it. At high school, you just want to get it on. This is the song that you throw on if you're a DJ or something like that, and you're just trying to get the club just bouncing and stuff like that. This is the song that you go, especially like this. I like the way you please me, babe. The sexy way you tease me. Yeah, that's right. The way you move your body. I'm too white for this. It really does. I'm joking.
I love it. Really does. I love it.
But yeah, that's really drive me crazy. Your body's hypnotizing. Your smell is so exciting. So, baby, come on home with me. I like the way you give it to me. So, yeah.
Love it.
Yeah,
that song's played at I think every house party that I went to, you know, at the time that, you know, with family or, you know, brothers, cousins, whatever. I mean, you did not go through the night without hearing Toss It Up. Toss It Up is going to be played. You know, it's a party song.
Yep.
You know, so. All right. Let's see. I have. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Against All Odds.
Ooh.
Against All Odds, which is on the Machiavelli album as well. Obviously, you guys know, can tell by now, I love the Machiavelli album. Against All Odds is another, like, a ballad of a dead soldier. The only difference in this one is he's dissing. He's going after Diddy. He's going after, I think he even talks about Nas. I mean, he's going after everyone from back in that day and time when it was this battle between both coasts, and you know, ridiculous as it may seem, obviously he's dead, Biggie's dead, so it was pretty serious and got pretty serious. This was on the Machiavelli album, which was after he died, but this is the last song on the album. You leave out with Against All Odds, and the beat's great, the lyrics in that is great, the way he's telling people off in it is great. I love Against All Odds. I absolutely love it. Listen to it this day. Like, the end of my night is Against All Odds.
Definitely. Because, okay, get this, okay? I remember No Vaseline came out with Ice Cube.
Yes.
This is basically the same kind of dissing that you would actually
get.
With this. And I have to laugh my ass off every single time I hear No Vaseline. But with this song, though, it just goes hard.
Right.
Like, I heard he was a white, light-skinned, stocky with a Haitian accent.
Right.
Haitian accent. Yeah. Right. Jewelry, fast cars, and he's known for flashing. Listen while I take you back and lease this rap.
Yeah. Knew he was working for the feds. Same crime, different trial. Picture what he said. Oh, did I mention? So it's like he's telling this story about, you know, a conflict. And telling this story and telling on everyone, just going at them. And I love that because when you hear the song and he breaks it down, he's telling you about Haitian and whatever, Haitian Jack. I laugh through some of it. It's laughable because he's going off on them and you can't help but laugh at some of the things he's saying. It's funny because he was also very funny.
He was. This to me is Against All Odds and the studio's getting blowed to the truest I ever spoke.
Right.
There's no other way to actually describe it.
Right. Isn't that great? The chorus is great.
Yes.
It's a great chorus. So that's my next song. That was it.
Okay, so we're going to slow it down a little bit. After we get done getting laid and partying and also get fighting.
Yep, telling people off.
Right, telling people off after you get done whooping their ass.
Right, right.
So I'm going to go with Hail Mary.
Oh, hell yeah. I didn't put it on there. I had a feeling you were going to do Hail Mary. Absolutely. Tell us about it, John.
Man, I love Hail Mary just because of how slow it is.
Right.
And so ghostly.
Yes.
Too. Because especially whenever that chorus comes on.
Yeah.
Come with me. Hail Mary. Run quick to see. And I'm over here humming this at work, by the way. I'm like, my boss is like, are you done? I said, run quick, see. What do we have here?
Right.
But I found myself singing the lyrics to this at work.
Right.
And I'm like, but it's like, don't push me. I'm a killer. You don't want none of this. Revenge is like the sweetest joy next to getting.
Yep.
See, now you see why. Now we go from having a...
Yes.
But this is basically 50 Cent basically saying, don't approach me.
Right.
And everything too from Get Rich or Die Trying.
Right.
I know that I'm just trying to show different beats and stuff
Absolutely,
like that.
Absolutely, of course.
But Tupac, you don't come at him in any kind of way, just like how you don't come at 50 in any kind of way either. Right. And I like how he said, you don't want to mess with me.
Right.
You don't want none of this. Revenge is, don't get me wrong, I love getting laid. Trust me, you're going to need a pee pad, the weakness in the rap game, and suit it. Bow down. Pray to God, hoping that he's listening.
Right. Yeah. Dude, when I heard that, the second song, you know, on that album, Machiavelli, I loved Hail Mary. Genius. It's like, what else can he come up with? You know what I mean? It's like after he died and getting that, what a treasure to have, I felt at that time. Like, I still have that same CD tucked away and still listen to it. It's so special. That album was so special. And just to hear what he had for us, you know, and coming with Machiavelli, if he would have lived, that would have just been, you know, could you imagine?
That would have been, could you imagine what his Spotify would be like blowing up right now?
Oh my gosh, dude.
I believe, okay, Eminem is probably the number one hip-hop artist with a diamond, stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? That's on Spotify, basically.
Right.
And if you look at other artists, though, too. But if Tupac was alive, they would be neck and neck with each other.
Oh, yeah.
They would be running a tight race with each other.
Right. I can see that. Eminem is just, I don't know why people, you know, tend to take away what he's done because, you know, oh, he's a white rapper. This guy, he's a genius rapper. I'm sorry. When he came out and he was, and just really quick, just my Eminem real quick. When he came out and he had Slim Shady and it was funny and it was something different and it's on MTV and the colors and all that was great. But no one thought that he could be a rap god. No one thought that he could play with words like Lil Wayne. Let's put it like that.
Right.
No one thought he could compete with Lil Wayne or even Tupac. And there are songs post-mortem after Tupac died that they, you know, made with, Eminem has a song with Tupac, you know, that they did on an album after he died. Yeah, and so you imagine them together if he were alive. That because you hear that song, it's amazing. So yeah, Eminem, definitely dope,
But yeah, that's my track 8.
Okay, all right. Let's see. I have When We Ride, and that's on the All Eyes on Me album, and that's another one of my favorite gangster songs. And it's on many other albums. They flipped it. They remixed it. But I believe that it's originally on All Eyes on Me.
Yep,
and I just love that. It's I love him telling the story of him and his boys. And, you know, if there's a conflict, you know, we're riding, you know. And so he's telling the story about this is, you know, when we ride on our enemies and the beats, the Everything. I love the song.
I do too.
Trying to pull up the words so I won't mess it up.
Okay. While you're doing that, I'm gonna go on and pick up something that I like from it as well.
All right.
My adversaries crumble when I rumble. It's a catastrophe of revenge on a that blasted me. Plus, my alias is Machiavelli. A little 357 with hollow points to a belly. Bust him to see if he bleed. He should have never been around with the sick ass like me.
Right.
They call my name out. Run. But best be prepared for the outlaws. Here we come.
Right.
It's like if you mess with one, you're going to get another one.
Exactly. Exactly. One of my favorite lyrics in it is time to exterminate my foes. I can't stand you. O's. Now label this my fucking trick shot. My lyrics running all you cowards out of hip hop. When we ride on our enemies. And then the chorus starts and the bass is awesome. And he's with the outlaws. And then another line is, come take a journey through my mind's eye. You cross the game, don't explain, time to die, say goodbye. Watch my eyes when I pull the trigger. So right before you die, you know before a bigger. Now dry your eyes, you were heartless on your hits. Ends love to scream peace after they start some shit. Pay attention, here's the words to those that robbed me. I murder you, then I run a train on Mob Deep. Don't F with me. And you living, don't you got sickle cell? See me have a seizure on stage. You ain't feeling well, hell. How many ends want to be involved? See, I was only talking to Biggie, but I'll kill all y'all. Then ball. Then tell the brat to keep our mouth closed. Let's see. Fuck around and get tossed up by the effing outlaws. Before I leave, make sure everybody heard. No, I meant every M effing word when we ride on our enemies. So, anyways, right? Is that not a dope song? Is he not trash?
It goes hard. The thing that I like is my alias is motherfucking Napoleon, and right, I'd rather right? be Robin again right? before those leave me suffering.
Yes. Oh. Right. So you get why I chose that.
Yes.
Okay.
So finished out the side A track.
Okay.
I have to go with something, like, once again. So we're over here, we're partying it up, we're trashing stuff, we're talking some shit, we're getting down in the club, one way or the other. So now I'm going to do this. I'm going to make it all about you.
Oh, awesome. Absolutely. And
this is a perfect way, in my opinion, to finish off a side A.
Love it.
And everything, especially after we got done shit talking and everything else.
Right.
On this whole entire side A mixtape. So it's all about you. One time I'm gonna say all about you, baby. Yeah. So this is you taking that girl home. And this is about you about to go ahead and get your end of the night.
Love it. Love it.
And everything. So you got your girl, you talk some shit, you fought some to get that girl. Now you're gonna go on ahead and get you some.
Love that.
So
yeah, I'm so happy you picked that. And that's let's see, all about you. And that's the one where he had Snoop Dogg's in it.
Yep.
Snoop Dogg, I think, some of the Dog Pounds in it. Yeah,
and the Outlaws,
and it's just all of them together taking their turn. Not taking their turn, just each has a verse. The talking back and forth. I love the ad-libs. Tupac was awesome with ad-libs. I would sit and listen to the whole song because he's gonna talk himself out, the outro of the song, or he has extra thing he has to say. I think a lot of people love that about Tupac, is after the song goes off, he usually will start talking and just going off. And so, yeah, all about you. We're on side B. Are we still on side A? Or
we're finished up with side A. So, okay. Rossi, what was your track one for side A? So everybody
okay,
know.
My track one for side A is Hellraiser.
Okay.
And Hellraiser was off. Gosh, I'm surprised. I think. Oh yeah, it was off the All Eyes on Me album as well. You guys can tell I love that one. Hellraiser is like a young Tupac or Tupac talking about your teenagers, your young kids, your young, street guys. And it's just a dope song. And he's telling a story about, you know, does his mom hear him? You know, he's a hellraiser. He's out in the streets. He's doing this. He's doing that. But it's an absolutely dope song. And I remember when I first heard it, I played it over and over and over again and just absolutely loved it. And then called my sister up and was like, oh, you got to check out this track called Hellraiser. I love Hellraiser.
Okay.
Yeah, talking about his mom raising a Hellraiser.
Okay. Track two for me was California Love.
Okay.
Track three for you?
Track three for me is, No More Pain.
Okay.
And that's on the All Eyes on Me album. And I love that song. I love the piano intro in that song. It's kind of slow. And the rapping's kind of slow, but it's a really good song. One of my favorites.
Track four for me was I Get Around.
Okay. This one I really love. Like, to this day, if I have a glass of wine and I'm listening to music by the end of that evening, I love Street Fame. It's off of the Better Days album, but it's originally on the Thug Life album. But it's called Street Fame, and it is dope as hell.
So my track six is going to be Toss It Up.
Okay.
That was my track six.
On A or?
Yeah, I said I got around. Then after that, I went to your track list for five.
Yeah. Okay. Then okay, six. I'm like reading B, and I'm like, wait, why am I hearing these? Okay.
Yeah, we're just going basically just letting our listeners know what we chose for all 10 of the tracks, and then after we do that, we go on ahead and move over to side B.
Okay, okay. Oh, okay, so. I see what you're saying. Okay, I see what you're saying. Okay, on the side A, because I'm like, wait, I gave
right,
like,
right.
Okay,
so, that's
okay.
All I'm doing.
Yeah. Okay, my bad.
It's our first time. It's our first time doing this. It's all good.
So, so my track seven on the A was Run the Streets.
And then track eight was Hail Mary for me.
Okay. All right. And then my track nine on that side was Thugs Get Lonely Too off of his Loyal to the Game featuring Nate Dogg. Rest in peace, Nate Dogg. Another awesome party type of, yeah.
And then track 10, All About You. So,
okay, go ahead.
Now we're going to give this mixtape we're going to give this mixtape a flip over to side B.
Okay.
And so now I'm going to start off with my track one.
Okay.
And I'm going to go a little serious this time. I'm going to go a little deep on this one because this is now thinking about life, thinking about different things that's going on around us and things like that. So I have to go with the song Changes.
Oh, yeah. Love that song. Absolutely.
And here's the thing. Everybody's like, oh, Tupac's too violent. I said, no, you're hearing what you want to hear. I said, he's talking about other things. Or if you actually listen to some, and I give people the song all the time. Mm-hmm. I said, because I like this. I see no changes. All I see is racist faces. Misplaced hats makes disgrace into races. I wonder what it takes to make this one better place. Let's erase the wanted. But I also like when he's talking about the fact that, you know, you have men. How do you expect yourself to respect yourself when you're with certain men?
Right.
And you expect your kids to go on ahead and you want them to have the same respect and everything too.
Right.
So right. I like that. What changes?
Yeah. That's what I really liked about Tupac was, you know, people said he contradicted himself a lot. Well, things change. I mean, it's you know what I mean? You feel this way about this, you know, get a little older, feel this way about this. When you're a teenager, you feel this way about this. Your early 20s, your mid 20s. I think he died when he was like 27 years old. So he didn't live that long, but the short life that he led, I remember him saying in a news article that, or interview that he, at the time he was, I think he said he was like 20 years old And I'm giving you my report for 23 years on this earth and what I've observed. And that's his music. It's giving you a report of life in his 23 years on the earth at that time. And so that's what his music reflects. Anyways, let's see. I really liked, what is this one? Straight Ballin', which is on the Thug Life album. I love Straight Ballin'. It's a dope song. The beat's great. And just another one where he's telling another story.
Any kind of lyrics or anything that stands out to you on this one?
Let me see. I don't want to chop it up because it's okay. I tend to hear things that is not is not there.
Okay.
And so, but yeah, this song is see straight. There you go, Straight Ball and lyrics. Okay. Let's see. Okay. I'm up before the sunrise, first to hit the block, little bad motherfucker with a pocket full of rocks. Learn to throw them things, get my skinny little ass kicked, and laugh till the first MF got blasted. I put the N in a casket. Now they cover in the now they cover in the basket with plastic. I smoke blunts on a regular, buff when it counts. I'm trying to make $1 million out of 1/4 ounce. Getting ghost on the 5-0. Fuck them O's. Got a 45 screaming out survival. Hey, can I lay low, cook some yayo, holla one time when I say so. And so anyways, and that's the cadence of the song. That's the cadence of the song, giving you a day in a life.
Exactly. Giving you a glimpse of what he went through in his life and stuff like that.
Yeah, or other people, because he tends to, a lot of the stories that he tells is not all him. He's telling stories of his homeboy or his homeboy's friend or, you know what I mean? So, right. And I like that, giving a perspective of that life from people he hung with and just, you know, a day in a life. And that's exactly, that's pretty true to what he's saying.
Exactly. Especially drinking liquor and I'm looking for some to fuck, rather die making money than live poor and legal. So I sling another ounce. I wish it was a kilo.
Yeah.
I need money in major way. Time to fuck my pay and get paid.
Yeah.
I get the gist. But still, I mean, yeah, this is something that you would actually be able to, you know, just blast in your car and everything and just, you know, basically.
Oh,
just
absolutely. A nice drink, nice whatever you do. And yes, absolutely. That's exactly what it was.
So I'm going to go with something that I really love, and I love the song. It's called Dear Mama.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Every single time I hear this song, my heart breaks.
Yeah.
Especially, how many of us, in a sense, like, drive our parents crazy? Right. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To the point where it's like, how could someone love us because we're always breaking their balls or something to the extreme?
Right.
And stuff like that. And that's just basically what Tupac was doing. He's like, basically, I shed tears with my baby sister over the years, was poorer than the other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama.
Right.
And like I said, it's self-reflection of where he grew up in.
Right.
Also, too, his mom was also a crack fiend as well. He mentioned she was always on crack and stuff like that. And trying to, even though they had different dads and everything, they still come from the same line. And I love how Tupac sets it down like that. He's always running from the police. That's right. Mama catch me, put a whooping on to my backside. Even as I crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand for a woman. It ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed. A poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it. There's no way I can pay you back, but the pain is to show you that I understand you are appreciated.
Right. And I know when that came out for me, everyone who loves their mom, you know, love this song. Absolutely love this song. You know, it's played on Mother's Day. You know, I played it for my mom and just an appreciation for whoever your parent is or your mom. You know, there are things that they did, you know, that you absolutely appreciate and you didn't think about, you know, you didn't realize what she was going through, you know, or whatnot, or what your dad was going through, you know? So I really appreciate that song. Very mindful song.
Most definitely.
My next song is going to be Ghost, and that's off of Tupac Resurrection. That song is eerie because you have a man that had died, and I think he was dead for maybe 10, 15 years at this point, or maybe longer, maybe 20 years. Anyways, but for him to make a song like Ghost, when he's, you know, talking about being a ghost, and he opens up with, and this is just him speaking, the only way for me to come back is by Machiavelli. That's it. All these MFers stole from me. I'm taking back what's mine. And then it slows down, and he's like, you MFers can't stop me laughing. Even if I die, I'm going to be a fucking problem. Do you believe in ghosts? Real live black ghosts, feel me. And then it just starts off with, some say I'm crazy. These punk ass cops can't fade me. Mama tried to raise me, but had too many babies. Papa was a motherfucking joke. Used to find dope in his coat and nearly choked when he tell me not to smoke. Damn, don't get me started. My mama smoked so goddamn much when she was pregnant. I'm surprised I'm not the R word. I don't want to say it. Some people are offended by that. At night, I can't sleep. Count sheep as they pass through the glass of my neighbor's five deep. Staring at the wall, heard a scream. Wake up in the morning, see the blood in the hall from the murder scene. Don't cry, just ask why, and try not to die as I take you through a ghetto and lullaby. I mean, what do you think?
It's deep.
Isn't that deep, right? Right? He's talking about being a ghost, and when you hear it and read more of the lyrics, he's talking about being a ghost.
Yeah. And as they passed through the glass of my neighbor's five deep, staring at the wall, heard a scream, right? Waking up in the morning, see the blood in the hall from the murder scene. Don't cry, just ask why, and try not to die. As I take you through the ghetto lullaby, right, on the corner, where slaying the crack and the undercover jack. Those who, you can see it. You can actually see that in a picture, to be honest with you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it right now. Through the words, I'm seeing him waking up, his spirit waking up, seeing the murder scene, and he's passing through. I mean,
he's basically seeing himself as a dead person.
Yeah, exactly. He's talking about him being a ghost and him dying and coming back. And then him being dead, and then that song comes out. It's just... I mean, I was baffled by that point. And you get why people are like, no, Tupac's still alive. You see why people are conflicted with that, because you have songs like this that comes out. And as a fan, you're not thinking about anything logically. You're just like, how did he know? How was he able to? But being older now, looking back at it, he was shot that first time. So remember, after Tupac got shot, you know, the story goes that he's in a studio. He's making music all the time because he was feeling as if, and I think he even says it in Tupac Resurrection, he's trying to make as much music as he can because he feels like he doesn't have time left. Like he's, you know, so that's why we have so many albums that came out years after Tupac died, years after, and the things that he's saying, it's eerie, but you know, then you have to go back and look at what was going on at that time when a lot of these were written.
Right.
They just weren't released.
Exactly. And I have a question too. Wasn't this like one of the last music videos that he made?
Actually, there was no music video for this. That music video was I Ain't Mad At You. And that was the last music video that he made.
Because.
Which also was eerie.
Right. But you know what's weird though, Ross? Is this, if he was still alive, right? I believe that you can actually make the same video for I Ain't Mad At You and put that into this video and make that into a video.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
And have like a flashback of the time when he was alive.
Yep.
And just rewind time back.
Yes.
See.
Yeah, right.
But that's how I see it. I'm sorry I got that mixed up. It's just that it's very reminiscent to this song and how it relates and coincides with it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And I have goosebumps just from listening, not from listening, but just from reading the lyrics itself. It's one thing to listen to it and have the goosebumps, but it's another thing to experience it without the melodies and the beats and stuff like that and still have the same rawness and honesty
Yes.
That comes from it.
Yes. Yeah, I heard that song and called my brother up and it's like, oh my God, have you heard Tupac Ghost? And we would talk about it. We were both music buddies. We loved hip hop and rap, and he turned me on to a lot of it. So when I hear something like that, that's a song. If you're into music and you're into hip hop and just all of that, that's one of those songs where you're sharing it. You're, you know, oh my God, Aunt, my brother's name was Aunt.
It's an experience.
Aunt. Oh my God, Aunt, make sure you listen to this. Or, you know, like you said, making tapes for someone, you know, or, you know, burning CDs and putting this on there for him, or he's burning me something. This was a song that I burned for many people.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can really imagine. Okay. So my track 5 is going to be So Many Tears.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
And I love this so much. So basically, he's basically saying, I shall not fear no man but God. Though I walk the valley of the shadow of the death, I shed so many tears. If I should die before I awake, please God, walk with me, grab and take me to heaven. Back in hell. And then he goes after I can just imagine this, okay? That God is taking him to heaven.
Yeah.
And then it flashbacks to his life. To elementary school, where he thrived on misery, left alone. I grew up amongst a dying breed inside my mind. Couldn't find a place to rest until I got that thug life tatted on my chest. Tell me, can you feel me? I'm not living in the past. You want to last, but be the first to blast. Primo Vicato, no longer with us. He's deceased. Call on the sirens. Seen him murdered in the streets. Now rest in peace.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. That's another one where it's like, you know, hearing that song, you know, that one was just like, oh my gosh, Tupac, really? Like, who's he's such a lyricist at that. You know, some people say Tupac wasn't a lyricist. Yeah, he was. He was a lyricist.
He
was a poet. He was all of that.
He had a lot of stuff locked up in his head.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. You know, and to put that down and to write that. And remember, Tupac would write while he was in a studio. He just bust out and start writing. You know, he wasn't one that would always come in there pre-written. They showed him. There's videos of him writing these lyrics that we're saying, some of them in the studio, right then and there, and just getting up on the microphone and going off, especially after he got shot, you know, that first time. So
I think it's just insane. He checks himself out of that and just goes into the studio.
And goes right to the studio. How much anger is in you? How much you want to get back? Like, I'm going to show them, like, yeah, you tried to kill me. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm going to murder you on these records. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So my next one is The Uppercut, and that's featuring EDI Mean and Noble from The Outlaws. I believe this is an intro song, and, I just love this song. I think it was the music, the lyrics, of course, but the music. If you hear the music, if you've heard this song, the bells. It sounds like bells or piano key or whatever.
And, but you know what though? It sounds more like bells to me because of the fact. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because nobody can ever be confused and think I'm fucking Mike Tyson.
Right, bells, right. Yeah. Yeah. So and that's thinking, when he's like, when he's the opening of the song and he's talking, bells. And duh, what let me, oh my gosh, sometimes things go over my head, guys. Duh, bells, uppercut. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we're talking about a fight.
It's cool. Hey, sometimes
oh my
I'm
God,
over there.
That's so funny.
I'll be straight
after
up with you.
Years, sometimes. Like, I don't know if it's bells.
Rossi, I do the same thing though too. Like first I'm over there just with the beat, right? Just bobbing my head sometimes.
Right.
And I'm not even thinking about what's being said. And
right.
I was like I was with some of my friends of color in high school. I'm over there like looking at me like, you know what you listen to? I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I do. Because you just realized he just murdered a man like 6 times already, right? Like, really? It sounds good. Oh, and at that point, they took away my this portable CD. He goes, "You don't get to have this." No
That's
more.
Hilarious. John's just banging out.
Right. He goes, "But he goes, did you listen to what he, I said?" Yeah, I understand the context of it. I was like, "Just because I'm white doesn't mean that."
Context. Right.
And I'm like, "Damn, because you really do?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "One thing my parents taught me was how to break down music and pay attention to the words. I may pay attention to the beat first." But right. then after I get done being entertained by it, by right. that, I'll follow yep. back and listen to lyrics.
Yeah.
That's yep. just me. Right. But yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So Uppercut. So my favorite part is now so many MFers want to take a piece, come equipped with some shit. Just can't believe I put a trick from my sleeve. I pull a trick from my sleeve. Now kamikaze. I'm all over that. Come identify the body. My middle finger to you, ho, run up on me and I'll be forced to let it go. I ain't the one you want to try. Why? Staying high, hit this blunt and watch these MFers die. Who's running these streets? I sell that cocaine because the dope game ends, die before they go broke, man. Another hustler making major cash so the punk police come raid your ass. Now you're stressed out doing fed time and it's a bitch because the judge gave you 8 years. You're doing six. Now we know that you can't hang. You a trick, rolled over, turned snitch like a bitch. And then the chorus starts. Anyways, see why I like it. Another, just of course, another storytelling of people turning over, snitching, all that. It's just a good song. And I love Edie and Noble versus Ennis as well. So yeah, Uppercut.
Okay.
Off of the Outlaws. Or off of the, what is it? The I can't think of the.
Loyal to the. It's actually from
Loyal to the Game.
The Game, yep.
Loyal to the Game. Thank you.
Welcome.
All right.
But yeah, I just want to mention one thing too that I like too. Run up on me and I'll be forced to let it go. And then I ain't the only one going to try. Why staying high, hit the blunt, and watch these mother effers die? Who's running these streets? I sell the cocaine. Basically, he's like, I run this. Nobody.
I'm running this. Yes, I run this. Yes. And the chorus is dope as well. And so that's just a good song. And yeah, and that one, another one, I was cut years after he died. So yeah.
Okay, so this is what I have next on mine.
Okay.
It is called, and this is actually going to be my track 7. It is called Until the End of Time.
Oh, awesome. I have that as my track 10. So great.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. You can go ahead. Tell why you love it, though.
Okay.
Why
you... I like how he says, perhaps I'm addicted to the dark side.
Mm-hmm.
Like he's in, having like a casual conversation with us. Like he's in a psychiatry office. Right. Right. Because this is right. basically him sitting down with us. And I like how he's doing. This is actually how I get geeked out over it, okay? He goes, come on. Perhaps I'm addicted to the dark side. Somewhere inside my child, I witnessed my heart die. Even though we both came from the same place, the money and fame made us all change. Places, how could it be? Through the misery that came to pass, this hard times make a true friend afraid to ask for currency. But you could run to me when you need. And I'll never leave. Honestly, someone to believe in, as you can see, he's loyal to the person. He's just saying, right. I'm loyal. I am right. who I am.
Right.
And everything. If you need money, I got you. If you right. need a shirt off my back, I got you. If you just right. want to sit down with me and talk with me, I got you.
Right. It was a beautiful song. It was a really beautiful song. And that's what I like, really liked about it. Besides the lyrics, it was just a beautiful song. And each, rendition of it, because you have the one where it's you have RL from that the group, can't think of the group, but anyways, I hate that. Anyways, RL is from a really big group at the time, and to have him singing vocals on that was perfect. Like this song was perfect for RL, and so I love that version as well.
Me too. And yes. Please, Lord, forgive me he's asking for forgiveness from God.
Yes.
The life of sin, my heart stared, seemed to scare all my sister's kids.
So, you know, I don't hang around the house much, you know.
Yeah. But yeah.
Okay, let's see. Oh, it's Next. The group is Next. The group is called Next, and the lead singer for the group Next sings the hook for Tupac in the Until the End of Time. I just want to throw that out. I don't want to forget him. I really love a song. It's called A Happy Home. And that's also on the Until the End of Time album. And Me Against the World. No, Until the End of Time. I'm sorry. Happy Home is one of those songs where it made me think about me, my family, you know, my kids, you know, my husband. Just what you always want is just you want a happy home. You want to be with your man or your woman. It's just, and it makes me happy when I hear it. It's one of those songs that really makes you happy. And when you want to, for me, I was like, oh man, I wish Tupac could have had that later on in life. I wish he, you know, what he sung about, I wish he could have had a kid. I wish he could have had that family. You know, when you sit in here in a happy home, it's just a beautiful song. And I think he says, my favorite lyric is, as long as one of us got it, we all got it. I think that's one of the lyrics. And I love that because that's how I feel about my family. As long as I got it, we all got it.
So my track 9 is going to be Keep Your Head Up.
Absolutely.
And This song is one of my favorites. I bump to this sometimes as well when I'm driving and stuff like that, going through a hard time or anything. Things like that, but I also like the fact that, you know, this song is about trying to treat women right.
Yes, right.
And trying to respect women.
Right.
And that was something that I liked, because why we rape our women? Do we hate our women? Why? Why? I think it's time to kill for our women. Why? Time to heal our women. Be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the ladies. Then make the babies.
Right.
And that's actually true. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman. And what are we doing today? We actually have men trying to control what women should and shouldn't do with their bodies.
Right.
And everything, whether it's in government or whether it's someone that has control over a woman and everything too.
Right.
You know, it's still going on today and everything.
Right.
And it's such a great song and how relatable.
Yes. Yes, it is. My next one is called Outlaw, and it's off of the Me Against the World album. I love this song. I remember it wasn't my favorite song until I really sat down and listened to it and listened to the words of it. And I love it because in the beginning, it was rah-rah, what he wants to be in life. And rah-rah lets him know that he wants to be a gangster. And so there's the lyrics in it, and he's like 11 years old. And he says he's 11. And so it starts with, because all I see is murder, my mind state, preoccupied with homicide, trying to survive through this crime rate, dead bodies at block parties, those are unlucky bastards, gunfire, now they require many closed caskets. Who can you blame? It's insane what we've been through. Witness an evil that these men do, bitches sin too. In fact, they be the reason get to bleeding, pulling fucking fire when I leave them. You should have seen them. Pasta hoes catch elbows and foes dispose of, and snitches get dealt with no love, and so on and so on. Anyways, he's just a continuous just rhyme. And then this is one of the songs where I say, when he talks throughout the song, at the intro, he talks out the song. And it's just one of those dope songs where I put my earphones on, turn that shit up loud so I can hear everything. Love Outlaw. And the sad case of this kid who's 11 years old who wants to be a gangster. That's a problem.
Yeah.
That's a problem.
Basically, son imitating father.
Yeah. Or a kid in the neighborhood looking up to the older kids that are getting money illegally. And he it's glorified. So, you know, you want to be that when you grow up. You want to be a gangster. And I love that. I love that exchange, you know.
Me too.
Sad, but it's real.
It really is. And especially the neighborhoods and stuff like that.
Yes.
That Tupac was in, things like that. It's been seen all the time.
Yeah,
and it's sad.
Absolutely, it's very sad that, you know, those are your the people that you look up to. And so a lot of the music that he talks about, you know, and we laugh and we listen to the music, but there are messages in the music. I mean, who would want to live, you know, a life like that? You know, who'd want to be stuck in a situation like that? But it's going on. And so, you know, and these kids look up to, you know, those people, and we have an issue with that. You know, this music is for adults. You know what I mean?
Definitely.
This music is for adults. This is not for kids.
No, you know? It's not. Especially yeah. Picture me blasted, surrounded by people that ends in mask, sent with the task to harass and murders my ass.
Right.
Will I last? Heaven or hell, freedom or jail, shit's hard. Who can you tell? And if we feel high speeds and tie weed on the freeway.
When will we learn to take it easy?
Easy.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry. I'm like, oh my gosh, hearing the cadence of it.
Okay.
Yes.
But so just to recite side B.
Yes.
Track one, I have Changes.
Okay, I have Hellraiser.
Okay. Track three, I got Dear Mama.
I have, I think it was No More Pain.
And track five, I got So Many Tears.
Track five, I think I had A Straight Ball, and I think that was it.
Well, that would be
mine are all mixed up. I'm skipping around. I'm sorry.
Okay. No, it's fine. Track seven for me will be Until the End of Time. And then your track eight.
My track eight, what did I say? I think I did Uppercut for my track.
Yeah, you did Uppercut on that one.
Uppercut, yeah.
Keep Your Head Up is track nine.
I think I did Happy Home?
Happy Home, I believe, was your number six.
Okay.
Yeah, track six was your number six. And then you and I both have the same song yeah. Until the End of Time.
That's right. Okay.
So we finished off the side B with the same song. So
yes, we did.
I think that's actually a perfect way to actually end a Tupac mixtape.
Right. Absolutely. This was fun, John. I really enjoyed this. This was a lot of fun. It was awesome going back. And I had to pull out all my CDs and go back and lay them out and start picking, okay, a song from here, a song from here. So I have so many songs that I have written down and starred. But yeah, it was a nice reflecting back in my Tupac catalog that I have.
Same. It was a lot of great nostalgia to it.
Yes.
And just having those memories with my friends and just listening. Because listening to music is an experience.
Yes,
and
is.
You can experience that with friends and stuff like that. And mixtapes, what better way to share music than make mixtapes for your friends?
Right. Oh, absolutely.
And you know what? Brian always had a question at the beginning of his show. So I want to end it on that note.
Okay.
What does mixtape mean to you?
Mixtape is very personal. Mixtape to me is, depends on what it is. If it's a mixtape of love, it's something that I'm having the best love songs that I've ever listened to, putting it together and sharing it with someone. Or for me personally, having all my favorite songs on one tape, side A and side B, and remembering, like you said, remembering the people I was with, my brother, you know, certain songs, family, because we played music with family. Mixtape is, a gathering of family.
I definitely agree. Because mixtape for me is introducing to people new music that they never listened to, but showing love for that music and appreciation for that music, while also exchanging ideas and stuff like that, and also as well as just having a good vibe with friends. And then, like you said, making a love song, what better way to show your love to somebody than making a mixtape? And I've done
that before. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. So, give it to them for a birthday gift, you know? Yeah, that's a mixtape.
Yeah. So that's what mixtape means to us. Brian, I hope that we did this episode justice to you in your episodes. And many congratulations to all the success that you're having there at My Weekly Mixtape. This episode is dedicated to you, sir. And thank you for being an awesome guest. I did a Grand Theft Auto episode with them, with him and Gomez back when they did Playlist Wars. And then he was actually on, Brian was actually on this show reviewing That Thing You Do With Me. He's just a great person. I definitely recommend you guys listen to his My Weekly Mixtape and everything, and sign on to his Patreon and everything at My Weekly Mixtape /Patreon. Well, patreon.com/My Weekly Mixtape. So anyways, guys, that's going to be it as far as the show goes. Thank you for everyone for listening to our intermissions, and thank you for allowing us to do what we do. And always thank until next guys. Time, guys.
Thank you, guys.
Have a safe. Thank you so much. And by the way, guys, stay safe out there on the road. Listen to some Tupac, blast it away and everything. We'll be back again soon. All right. Talk to you guys later.
Are you ready to dive into a world of captivating stories, laughter, and enlightenment? Look no further than Unfiltered Studios, your gateway to an incredible podcasting experience. Join St. Joe on Nailed It as he explores life's victories, one nail at a time. Petals of Support brings you heartwarming tales that remind us, even in the darkest moments, there's beauty and hope. Get ready to be entertained by the wit and humor of The Sleevey G Show, where interviews are always fascinating. Need a good laugh? Tune in to Refiltered, our comedy podcast that's sure to tickle your funny bone. Discover inner peace and guidance on finding your way, a spiritual podcast that nurtures your soul. Relax your mind and body with hypno-wellness, your path to a healthier, more balanced life. Love movies? Movie Lovers Unite is your passport to a world of cinematic wonders. Immerse yourself in the magic of storytelling, laughter, and enlightenment as you're taken on a journey through the fascinating realm of movies and television. And don't forget the Stupid History Minute, where we uncover the quirkiest stories of everyday items. Unfiltered Studios is your destination for diverse, engaging content. Subscribe now and join the podcasting revolution. Unfiltered Studios, where every story finds its voice. Visit unfpod.com today.